In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. What St. Paul warns St. Timothy of is not unique to the first century, obviously. Difficult times will come. Lovers of self, malicious gossips, disobedient to parents, unholy, ungrateful, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, holding to a form of godliness, although they have denied its power. We know what the world upholds to us as good and virtuous. And it is everything that St. Paul says to avoid. That we should have no part in these things. To do so is to engage in the folly of Jannes and Jambres. If you don't remember, those are the magicians of Pharaoh, who were trying to compete with Moses, who could make their staves turn into snakes, which were then devoured by Moses's. They were able to somewhat replicate the plague of blood until it came to the striking of the dust, and the gnats were upon man and beast all throughout the land of Egypt. And then they gave up and they told Pharaoh, clearly, this is the finger of God, and we cannot compete, not even with our dark arts. That is where the folly of this world leads, to an admission of the power of God, that He is Lord in the midst of the earth. But even as they confess His power, they do not confess His name. Jannes and Jambres do not forsake Ra, Osiris, Isis, and the whole Egyptian pantheon. They do not forsake Pharaoh himself. But rather they say, well, this God is simply more powerful than us, so let's just cut our losses and be done. And so it is with the men of this age. They will not heed the word of God, even though it is profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, and for training in righteousness. They will not heed it because they are foolish, because they have sought after the pleasures of this world, the pleasures of the flesh. They have sought after the praises of men. They have given in to the lies and deceptions of the evil one. And they will not heed what is good and holy. They think they know what is good and holy. Woe unto them, declares the Lord. Woe unto the oaks of Bashan and to the cedars of Lebanon, for they will be consumed and cut down. Nothing will remain. The wisdom of this world is nothingness, is transient and will pass away. And all those who cling to it will be consumed with fire on the great and terrible day of the Lord. So cling to that which is not foolishness. Cling to the things you have learned and become convinced of, knowing from whom you have learned them, the Holy Scriptures, the Word of God. For if you would truly be wise, here is the counsel of God, written for you and for your instruction, that you may know the will of God, that you may repent of your sins, that you may turn from them and cling to His only begotten Son, who has offered Himself up as a fragrant sacrifice in your place. If you would be wise, be bathed in the life-giving waters bearing His name. Have Him put your sins away as far as the east is from the west, and feast on His body and blood. Deplore of your own righteousness. Deplore of your own merits. We had this line in Psalm 18. Maybe you caught it, and perhaps if you did, it struck you as a bit odd. The Lord will reward me according to my righteousness and according to the cleanness of my hands. And we say, well, wait a minute, what is this? I thought I was saved by grace alone, for Christ's sake alone, by faith alone, and absolutely, because it is the righteousness of Christ credited to you by faith. The Holy Scriptures make you wise in the fact that you see that your own merits, that your own works are nothingness, that they are like so many filthy, dirty, contemptible rags. And instead, what is credited to you by faith in Christ is His perfect obedience, His perfect righteousness, His keeping of the law, every dot and tittle of the law at all times completely is credited to you. His obedience to the will of His Father, even unto the point of the giving of His life upon the holy cross, is made yours as your hands, as your head, as your feet, as your heart, and your soul are made clean in the waters and blood flowing from His pierced side. The Lord will judge me according to my righteousness, which is credited to me by faith in Christ. For it is not I who live, but Christ who lives in me, St. Paul says. Remember about 2 months ago, when we heard the parable of the division of the sheep and the goats. The sheep get nervous when the judge says, "Blessed are you. Receive the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world, for I was hungry and you fed me, naked and you clothed me," so on and so forth. They get nervous because they know they did nothing, and what they did do is worthless. But it is the righteousness of Jesus credited to them by faith. Whereas the goats, when they are told that they did nothing, they say, "Hey, wait a minute, we did some good things. Where's that list? We want to be judged according to those things." But they had no faith in Christ. And so the righteousness which counts, the righteousness which declares you righteous before the Father in heaven, was lacking in them because they had no faith in Christ, because they did not heed the word of God. They did not heed correction. And so they were condemned. They were unwise. And of course, our Lord Jesus follows that up with the parable of the wise and foolish virgins. We see it also in the story of Lazarus and the rich man, where he will heed no correction from the Scripture, even in the pit of hell. And in fact, he says from the pit of hell that the Bible, that the Word of God is not good enough, but that Lazarus should go to his brothers as a ghost, and then they will believe, and they will turn from their wicked ways. But if they will not heed the Word of God, neither will they be convinced, neither will they believe, our Lord Jesus says, even if someone rises from the dead. But by God's grace, by His abundant mercy, we have heard these things. We have learned these things, and we have believed them. We know the Scriptures to be true. We know Jesus is who He says He is, and He does for us exactly what He says. He brings forth for Himself a remnant, not wonderful and glorious or mighty in the eyes of men, but who cares about what the eyes of men behold? For the word of the Lord is true, and we, small and insignificant in the eyes of men, are the children and heirs of God in Christ. And nothing will disprove that. Nothing will take that away. Because Jesus declares it to be so. And so it is. All Scripture is inspired by God. That is, it is perfect in all its words and parts, that we may know that what is said is true and is good for us and is profitable for us, for teaching, for reproof, for correction, for training in righteousness. That's why you're here. That's why you come every Sunday and every time during the course of the week to receive the word of the Lord in the Scriptures, in preaching, in hymnody, and in the Holy Communion, so that you may be adequate, Paul says, that you may be presentable to the Father in heaven, presentable according to the righteousness of Christ, covered in the robe of his immaculate righteousness, cleansed in his blood, named with his name, and equipped for every good and pleasing work, whether you realize it or not. You are made wise for Jesus' sake. In Jesus' name, amen.